Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministry. So let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I worship you and praise you and thank you for the many wonderful things you do for us. I thank you for this magnificent book we call the Word of God. I thank you, Father, that you are our Savior, our Healer, our Deliverer. I thank you that you are the miracle worker, and I want to thank you, Father, for all the mighty things that I see you do on a regular basis. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Right now, I want to stop just a minute before I start into the teaching again and tell you about a magnificent thing that the Lord did for a man down in Louisiana the other day when I was down there at a church teaching for about 3 days. The man, the very first night I was there, he had had his knee damaged in a tractor accident. The tractor had ran up on his knee and mashed it and crushed it. And the doctor told him when the accident happened that he would never walk on that leg again. But he was a man of God, and he said, "Doc, I do not receive that. I will walk on that leg again." Well, this June, he said, would have been 2 years since the incident, and he could walk a little, but only with a brace. He couldn't stand. So he had a big old heavy brace, went all the way down his leg, strapped around his leg. I taught him the Word of God in a service, an hour and a half or 2 hours, and then I built his faith up mountain high, and I went over and laid hands on his knee and asked the Father in the name of Jesus to restore and heal and put his knee back together. And I thanked the Father for doing it in Jesus' name. And I asked the brother, I said, "Do you believe this?" And his name was Johnny. He said, "Yes, I do, sir." I said, "Well, then take that brace off and throw it away. Jesus Christ has healed you." So he took the brace off and he started walking, and within a matter of just a few minutes, he went from a walk to a run, and the man was walking perfect. And when I left there 3 days later, he was still running. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now then, you want to know what you must do to be able to overcome the enemy and walk in divine health. Well, first thing, you got to sow this seed in your heart. And that's what we're doing today. The seed. Now then, I want to go to Matthew 13, start with verse 19, and I'm going to talk a little bit about this seed. Now then, it says, "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not," what? "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom," the word of God, "and understandeth it not." How many people do you know that when they hear the word, they don't understand it? They didn't get it. Lots of people live there because they're in church and they're either not paying attention, they're thinking about what they're going to fix for dinner, or thinking about the football game that I'm going to miss if this preacher don't get through right quick. And so they don't understand it. So let's see what happens when you hear the word of the kingdom and you understandeth it not. It says, "Then cometh the wicked one." Who do you think that is? The devil. "Then cometh the devil," or one of his demons, "and he catcheth away that which was sown in your heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside." You see this seed? The word of God is being sown in your heart. Some preacher's preaching. The devil's there trying to get you to think about something else. And, oh, he's good at that. He's real good at that. So if you can not understand or not hear, if the devil can get you there. In fact, I went over to a deacon's house one time. This man was sick. He had missed a couple of Sundays of church. And I asked one of the guys, I said, "You know where Brother So-and-so's at?" And I said, "He's always here." He said, "Oh, yeah, he's been sick the last couple of Sundays." I said, "Well, good grief, I'll go over there and get him healed in the name of Jesus." I mean, I'm not a normal Southern Baptist, you know. Not a normal Southern Baptist. Praise God, I'm not a normal Southern Baptist. But anyway, I went over and to his house, and I said, "Brother," I said, "I understand you're sick." "Oh, yeah," he said, "Thurman." Now, this guy's been a deacon for 50 years in a Baptist church. He was a Sunday school teacher. He loved God with all his heart, him and his wife both. And I said, "Before I pray over you, I want to call God in remembrance of one of his promises." He said, "Well, I never heard anybody say that." But he said, "Well, okay." I said, "I'm going to quote to you this book, chapter, and verse." And I quoted him James 5:14. I said, "Now, James 5:14, the Word of God says, is any sick among you?" I said, "Now, who does that include in the church?" All of us. "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him and anoint him with oil. And the prayer offered in faith." Now, not just a prayer, but the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. He said, "Thurman, what kind of a foreign Bible are you reading out of?" And I said, "Well, so it's the King James." His wife sitting right over there, she said, "Now, look, Thurman, I have read the New Testament 6 times. And that's not in my Bible. I looked over there on her lap and I said, ma'am, you got it open to Hebrews right now. I said, won't you turn just a few pages to the right and tell me what James 5:14 says in your book? And so she flips over a few pages and she gets to James 5:14. She says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders and let them anoint him with oil. And honey, that's what it says. Now, how do you think she had missed that reading it 6 times? When she began to approach that, your answer here is in Matthew 13. When she began to approach that, there was a demon slipped up on her. And this is what the demon done. He come up to her and he said, you got to wash the dishes in a little while. Don't forget, you got to wash it. And you got, you hadn't done the laundry. And so she, all these thoughts are coming to her mind. And while she's reading and those thoughts are there, you don't retain what you read when those thoughts come to your mind. And the devil knows this. So by the time she gets tired of those verses, he said, I got her by that one more time. I don't want her to learn these promises in God's Word. Because people learn these promises get dangerous. Now, who had stolen the Word of God from her every time she read it? The wicked one. He had stolen that away from her. So this is a great lesson when you sit down to sow the seed in your heart. This is the first thing you need to realize. I am a son or a daughter of the King of the universe. I have power over you, Satan. I rebuke you, devil. Every demon of hell, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to get out of my house and to not a single demon stay in here to steal a single word out of my heart. In Jesus' name. Now, devil, get out. Somebody said, well, that would be stupid. I can't see him. I guarantee you can't see him, but I guarantee he's there. That devil's here. I mean, you can't see them things. You can only see the results of what they do. But just like the other day, a woman, you want to know what a demon does? As a woman came to me the other day, she was crying right here in this church. She said, my husband had been out of town a few days and said, just having the carpet cleaned or something. And had a couple of guys there cleaning the carpet, and he come in and he was just madder than a wet hen because she is having that. She said, but honey, I'm not having to pay for it. They said they'd do the one room for free just to show. I'm just going to let them do one room. She said, he turned and looked at me and he said some wicked things to me. And she said, I tell you, if I ever saw the devil, I saw the devil in his eyes. I said, sure. That's exactly what it was. But I said, you know what you should have done? She said, what? I said, you should have turned and looked him right in the eye and put your finger right in his face and said, you devil of hell, I'm a daughter of the King and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus and I command you to shut your mouth. I said, if you'd have done that and you'd have done it in total faith, that demon would have withdrawn and he would have backed off. I said, there's no man in his right mind loving his wife is going to come in and scream at his wife and do those kind of things. I said, when that happens, that's a demon living in your husband. I said, so you need to realize, if you walk holy before God, according to this Bible, you have total, complete power over the demonic host. Only do they have power over you when you step into unbelief and sin. Now, when you do that, they come in to kill, steal, and to destroy. And there's many a person out there today that has a demon or a herd of them living in them. And when some little simple something like this happens, that demon will manifest and that person will blow up and say things and do things and nobody seems to understand what's going on. Well, let me tell you, I've learned what's going on. It's the devil. And you've got power over him. You don't have to listen to that beast no more. So he will come and steal this seed right out of your heart. That's his total goal, is to steal the seed, which is the Word of God, out of your heart. Now, what's so unfortunate, so many people have no seed sown in their heart when it comes to divine healing. I mean, if you're like I was and raised up in a Baptist church, and I don't know what kind of church you were raised in, but many churches do not ever talk about healing. They never pray for the sick. Well, some of them say, well, anybody sick? Sister so-and-so's sick. Well, let's pray for them. And I can go up and ask him after the prayer, do you believe they're healed? Well, if it's God's will, he's going to heal them. Yeah. I mean, he's sovereign. He's going to do what he wants to do. I'm going to tell you, with that kind of attitude, you are never going to see God do nothing in your church. It is not going to happen. I lived there 45 years of my life, and I never saw God do anything. Just like a woman that come to the healing school just a few months ago, she came in here, And I don't remember the people this happens to, but if this woman happens to be here today, you can hold up your hand. She came in here and she said, I have been down with my back for many years, and I go to a chiropractor on a regular basis. And she said, oh, this is her right here. Okay, this is her. And she said, at least 100 people have prayed for me, and I have never been healed. I said, woman, you never expected God to do anything, and nobody ever prayed for you in faith. And I said, now, I'm going to pray for you in faith, but I said, you got to expect God to do something. And I think it startled her that day, because I wasn't very easy on her at all. But I prayed for that day, expecting her to do something, and what did God do for you, young lady? He healed you. She has not had any pain or been to no chiropractor since that day. But yet you'd had that problem how many years?
30 years.
30 years.
I've been going to the chiropractor 1 to 5 times a week for 23 years.
Wow. 1 to 5 times a week you'd been to a chiropractor for all those years, and you'd had 100 people pray for you, and you'd never got free, and you came to a healing school, and I told you what God says, and in one prayer and one belief, and you get healed. Isn't God wonderful? Now, that is He a faith God? Does He demand that you believe His Word? I mean, just think. Now, this lovely little lady right here, I mean, she's a little Christian lady. She goes to church, and all those people that prayed for her, nobody expected God to do what He had promised to do, and she didn't either. And so, because she didn't expect it, nothing happened. All those years, she had been down with her back and going to all those places, and nothing happened. You got a question? Okay, let me get a mic here so it'll be on the tape, because if we don't have this on there, they won't be able to hear it on the tape.
Chairman, can you just elaborate a little bit on if it's God's will?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to...
I really need that sound to hear.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, that's just a little bit further down in my outline. But I am going to talk about that in detail. But I will put this statement in right here. If you don't know what God's will is about a subject, don't pray. Don't pray. Go to the Word of God first and plant the seed in your heart. And that's what we're here for healing today. So many people today think it's God's will to heal some, sometimes, and some others. Now, almost all people that are Christians know that God is capable of healing. But will He heal me? That was the problem with this precious little lady right here. Well, I don't know if that's true, but that was a statement she said. I've been prayed for at least 100 times. That was a statement she made that day. And nothing has ever happened. Well, I told her, I said, nobody has ever prayed for you in faith. Nobody has ever expected God to do anything. And I said, you've not expected God to do nothing. And when you tell people that, it startles them. So I said, after the healing school with the promises, her faith had been built to the level which it needed to be. And when she came up for prayer, she says, I'm going to expect it. And I believe it. And I said, well, woman, I'm going to pray for you in faith. So if I pray in faith and you expect, I said, we can't miss.
We'll stop right there on the teaching today and give me a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll be happy to send you audio and videotapes. Or you can get in touch with us on the web at tlsm.org. Tlsm.org. Have a blessed day in Christ.